massive. Aquila McGrady, Gary, credit to Donegal.
Yeah, and fairness to Young McGrady to step up like that there, you know, to put them through to the semi-final. Now where they play County Down, Jim, next weekend, more than likely next Saturday, but massive one for Donegal here. Absolutely huge, coming in against a very highly fancy Monaghan team here today. As we said, spoke beforehand, them and Tyrone were probably two of the team's favourites for the Ulster Championship, so massive one for Donegal on penalties. Not a nice way to lose a game. I'm sure the Monaghan lads will be giving out, and the Monaghan people will be giving out plenty, so they will. There's a lot of controversy at the minute about the penalty game. Should it be in our game? Some people think, Jim, they should go back to the free kicks. We saw the Antrim Championship this year go to a free kick from the top of the D, and went on for a very, very long time, the semi-final Antrim Championship as well. It's hard to know, people, 6-1, half a dozen dollar. I don't know, free kicks, penalties, it's difficult.
Yeah, well, we'll try and get a wee bit of reaction from the victorious Donegal camp after what's been a remarkable afternoon here, Gary. The players, the supporters, and us guys here in the press area have had to contend with the elements, the rain, the wind that was battering in on us at times during that game, and all those scores, despite the difficult conditions. It was a high-scoring game,
yeah.
And it eventually went to extra time. It eventually went to penalties, and Donegal held their nerves in the dreaded penalty shootout. Fair play to them.
Yeah, listen, and you're probably looking through the scores there, Jim, and you're Aaron Doherty had 1-2, and the goal, of course, coming from the penalty. And Rory O'Donnell had a point, so you had your Ethan Harkin, who had a goal and a couple of points as well. So we had I can hardly see here now because it's faded away. So you had a 45, had two frees and a point and a goal from play. So that left them with 1-4, so it did. Then you had Luke Gavigan with a point, the first point of the first half, and then of the second half, going back and then to the first half, you had Ronan Frayne got a point for Donegal, so you had as well. And so you had a good spread of scores there today for Donegal. You probably had Cormac Finn, who had a great battle with your man Mulligan, the main man for Monaghan. And listen, Mulligan did end up with 5 points today, 3 from play, 2 frees. But of course, Dermot, he missed that penalty, so he did when it really counted. And probably the game drifted from him as it went on. And you're probably looking at Cormac Finn and probably Peter McEnough, tremendous game, probably up there for Donegal's man in the match. I'm not sure if they weren't GPS today, Jeremy, but the amount of K that man covered, and if you were keeping track of the amount of possessions that he covered as well, he certainly got on a heap of ball for Donegal. Parry McGilligan, Ethan Harkin in particular, probably offered a lot of threat inside for Donegal, and ended up with 1-4. We'll be disappointed they didn't score the penalty, but listen, he offered a lot of threat for Donegal from play, and they'll just be delighted that they have a week now to get themselves ready for a semi-final against Down. It'll be neutral. You'll be thinking, it's going to be hard to get a pitch German next week. So it is. How difficult it was to get a pitch this week is going to be just as difficult next week. You're talking halfway between here and Down when you look at it now. Guigdor played Kilcoo this year, or Glantys played Kilcoo this year in Omagh. Are you looking at Omagh Healy Park? It's not an ideal pitch as regards the weather. It doesn't take the weather well in the sweat weather. So it's hard to know, German, at the moment where that game will be.
Yeah, and a couple of players out there on crutches as well. We can't forget that. Donegal losing those players in training during the week, but they've managed to come through this tie against the odds, Gary. A fantastic performance by them. Listen, my thanks to you. You've done a great job as well on co-commentary today because it really, really was difficult conditions. So thanks to Gary McDade here at Monday's Field in Ballyshannon, where it's finished in victory for Donegal against Monaghan in this Ulster Championship under 20 quarter final on penalties in the end. A dramatic victory for Donegal.